Good morning. Today we continue with Ephesians 6, 10 to 20. Last week we looked at the belt of truth. Today we will look at the shoes of the gospel of peace. Now the shoes were a special part of the armor. During the time of the Apostle Paul, the shoes worn by the soldiers of the Roman army were designed to keep soldiers' feet healthy during the rigors of long forced marches. The shoes were constructed from three layers of leather, which were pulled up and laced around the ankle. The shoes helped to protect against blisters and foot diseases. In addition to the layer of leather, small spikes or iron nails were often driven into the soles of the shoes in order to give it a firm footing, especially since many of their battles were fought on rocks, rough and hilly terrains. Have you ever walked barefooted and stepped on a stone? How painful that can be. Imagine the soldiers in a rough, rocky, hilly terrain. The shoes of the gospel of peace is important to the Christian in our lives because we live in a world where peace is lacking and there is constant war, strife, and conflict. But when you know Jesus, you have the peace of God, the peace which passes all understanding. The shoes gave the soldiers a solid footing in order to concentrate on the battle. So they were ready and didn't have to worry about where to step. You and I, when we have these shoes of peace in our lives, we can keep our minds on Christ. The word of the Lord says He gives us perfect peace, those whose minds are stayed on Him. The King James Version says, having your feet shod with the preparation. The Greek word for preparation carries the meaning of a firm foundation. The gospel is to be the firm footing of the believer because it provides a peace for God's people. It provides the peace in our lives, in our daily living, in our walking, and in our talking. The shoes of the gospel of peace gives us a foundation to stand on. In Psalm 89, verse 14, the NIV says, righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Love and faithfulness go before you. Just as righteousness and justice underpins the throne of God, the gospel of peace must underpin our lives and be the foundation that we stand on. This foundation comes from knowing Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. For no one can lay any foundation other than the one already laid, which is Jesus Christ. The shoes is the gospel of peace, and it gives the peace of God in our lives. When you have on your shoes of peace, when you don't have money, Jesus is your peace. When things are not working out the way you plan them, Jesus is your peace. When life disappoints you, Jesus is your peace. When Satan attacks with a flaming dart of doubt to make you think, does God really love me? He wouldn't let this happen if He did. We should stand firmly in our peace, stand firmly in this gospel of peace, and say it is written, all things work together for good to those who love God and are called according to His purpose. When the enemy, the accuser says, remember what you did or said yesterday, we can say, it is written, if we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. When you have on the shoes of the gospel of peace, we have the peace of God. in all situations, in all circumstances, as we also stand on the foundation of our faith in Jesus Christ and in the faith of God's word. So Paul says to the Philippians church in Philippians 4, verse 6 to 7, don't worry about anything. In other words, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. The enemy's job is to try to take away our peace. But God has given you his peace. It's a peace that the world didn't give, and the world can't take it away. In St. John 14, verse 27, Jesus said to his disciples, peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. When we have on the gospel of peace shoes, his peace will not only guard our hearts, but it will also guide our hearts. Amen.